The Run Home with Ox and Marco.
On The Run Home, Your Money with Jason Cunningham.
He's from the practice for FIFO Capital, friends of small business. When the banks say no, go to FIFO. G'day, Jace.
Marco.
Jason.
Big Ox.
What's going on?
Well, I want to have a chat to you about, obviously, first week of the finals are down. As a Bombers supporter, I'm
about the Bombers.
Yeah. That second quarter got away from us a bit there, Ox, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Just 10 snaggers.
They only kicked 10 goals.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so let's start talking about
that. That could happen to anybody.
At least we made it. We, you know, we had a crack. But
yep.
I want to talk about what everyone else is talking about, which are the Tigers. And I see a few of our tradies out the back with their Tigers jumpers on. They're pretty pumped.
One, two, three, I can see it there.
At the time they were strong and they're bold. There was an article written by Ralphie, Johnny Ralph, who may or may not follow the Tigers, but he wrote an article about Trent Cotchin.
Hmm.
And he spoke about how he epitomises leadership. And there was a picture of him in the Sunday online version of the Herald Sun. Picture of him sweeping the sheds, and I know we've spoken about
this. The vision's everywhere now.
Yeah,
I think they showed a bit of it last night on the footy shows.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
And you know, he's quoted Neil Barmer, who had a tear in his eye and all this sort of stuff, not only from the goal, but just seeing that. And he said it really defines the character that is Trent Cotchin. And he copped a fair bit of flack last year. I think we all are aware of that.
His leadership had been questioned for, I reckon, 2 years before this year. Questioned.
Yep, they had.
A lot.
Yep.
Take the captaincy off him, give it to somebody else, all that sort of talk.
And you got to really respect the hierarchy at Richmond, how they really stuck Fat Ox. Because the easy decision would have been to boot Hardwick and change the leadership group and all this sort of stuff. But it just got me thinking about that age-old adage that the more you put into life, the more you give, the more you get, right? And seeing Cotchin sweep the shed, so to speak, and that's an analogy that's been pinched or referenced to the All Blacks, the New Zealand All Blacks, and we've spoken about it on this show. And the New Zealand All Blacks, Ox, the great thing about that club is their culture is all about humility, right? And it's all about, you know, being humble, and it's all about not one job is too big for any individual in our team. And, you know, with the All Blacks, no one sweeps the sheds. It's the All Blacks because nobody can look after an All Black like an All Black. And I thought in business and in also investing, but, you know, when I talk about investing as a family, I always talk about looking at your family's welfare like a business. And I know in business, when you make decisions that are money-focused, you're always going to make the wrong decision. But if you focus on your purpose, that is, who do you serve and how do you serve them? And if you nail that and if you get that right, the rest will follow.
Well, Ivan Marich used to do it at Richmond, and it looks like Trent Cotchin's pinched it off him. I reckon there'd be people out there who have the same sort of habits, 9429, 1116. I reckon the other one that we've spoken about on this program before, we're talking about standards in business.
Yep.
And the standard that you walk past is the standard that you accept.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like Trent Cotchin as a captain and Ivan Marich, they didn't want to walk past this standard anymore. They will look after the sheds. They will make everything correct. They will do everything in their power that we are all pointed in the one direction. And it's working for them, clearly.
Ox, there's a really good book written. I think the author, I've forgotten his name. I think it's James Kerr. The book's called Legacy, and it talks about the culture that exists. And I think there's 15 points to talk about the All Blacks in their culture. And it really starts off with that theme around humility. But I'm telling you, you know, even if you think about charity, right? And you know, can I give you a stat about how generous we are as Aussies?
All right.
How much do you reckon as a country, us as individuals, how much do you reckon we donated to charity last year?
$1 billion.
$50 a head.
Okay. $11 billion last year.
$11 billion.
And it was $764 a person.
Woo!
Gee.
How good is that? I mean, you know,
that's a lot.
One of the good things about a Good Friday. One of the good things about Good Friday. I don't know about you, and I'm really
there's 20 bricks.
Hey, I want to do the maths. What was that? How many
billion?
14.9 million people. I don't know how they got the 14.9 million people that tipped in.
Well,
right,
there's 20 million now.
Well, there's 25 million of us, but take away kids and old people and all that sort of stuff. So 15 million of us, right, have tipped in $11 billion. Right, now I don't know about you, Ox. When I watched the Good Friday appeal, right, mate, it makes me proud to be an Aussie. It makes me proud to be a Melbourne. It makes me proud to be a Victorian. It drives me insane that our government can't do more with their money and we have to tip in and do some of that stuff. But, mate, that makes me really proud. And I know, you know, we all see people, this concept of humility and seeing Trent Cotchin, you know, he for whatever happened with Joe Watson and all that sort of stuff, and he ends up with a Brownlow medal. How he accepted that was quite humble, I reckon. The way he carries himself on the footy field.
I remember when I arrived at Melbourne, we used to have the tape off our ankles. And everyone used to get taped up, so there'd be a lot of tape. And I remember, I can't remember who the player was that threw it, but someone threw tape and missed the bin. And they sat there. And Peter Rode and Rod Grinder, almost to a T, said, "Hey, pick your tape up, idiot." He kind of goes up and picks tape. Straight away it's set. That sets the scene.
That's a good culture.
That if you throw your tape, you go and put it in the bin, at least, because it's not up to someone else to pick it up.
There's a universal principle, Ox, that says, the more I help out others, the more will come to me in return. It's a universal principle. Now, I never played footy at the heights that you played it, but I remember when I couldn't get a kick, I was playing a Paco, the first thing I'd do was go and lay a shepherd and look after my teammate, or do a hard, you know, run back into a pack or do something hard. And you know yourself when you're playing footy, if you can't get a kick, you do the 1% as the hard things, and all of a sudden, the ball starts to roll your way. I'm telling you, every year on the 20th of June where our twins were born, they were born 11 weeks premature, Marco, and they were in NICU at the Royal Women's. Ange and I donate every year. And every time I do it, I get a bit nervous, a bit apprehensive, but I'm telling you, the week after, something good happens to me. I'm telling you, the more you put in, the more you focus on who you can help out, I swear to you, black and blue, the more they'll come back to you.
Jason Cunningham's in. He's from the practice for FIFO Capital, friends of small business. When the banks say no, go to FIFO. Adrian's been hanging on in South Moran, got a story for us. G'day, Ad.
G'day, boys. Jace, I just wanted to, I suppose, highlight the generosity that you're talking about. Very quickly, we had a passing in our family earlier in the year, and a decision was made to donate to Olivia Newton-John Centre as opposed to give flowers.
Yep.
I can't tell you the multiplier of the folding that came in compared to flowers. It would have been 20 to 30 times more in donations that come in compared to people buying flowers for the day. And it just shows to the power of the generosity.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Thanks for your call, Adrian. It just goes to show that there's more to life than, you know, what's in it for yourself. It's really when you see something like that and you can give and make a difference to society, I think it's outstanding.
It's time for the money shot.
That was a good sting, that one. There you go.
All right, let her rip.
I was waiting there, Dosser. So I was sort of waiting for some sounds. So just in the same vein, and in that vein about it, rather than it be focused on me, to be better at what it is that you do, the best way to follow is to create more leaders. Good leaders create better leaders. Too often in the workplace, people are concerned about their job security, so they build a wall around themselves. Flip it on its head. Show people how they can get better at their job, so that gives you the opportunity to be
better. Got to go, buddy. Forever. See you next week.
The Run Home with Ox and Marco. 3-7 weekdays on 1116 SEN. Melbourne's home of footy.